Well, beyond the immediate emergency, there's been another round in the blame game today, as some have slammed green tape for stopping firefighters from reducing hazards, and others have again pressed the case that it's vital to discuss the role of climate change now. Here's our political reporter, Alexandra Beach.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
Labor leader Anthony Albanese is touring fire-affected parts of New South Wales. Today, he was met with jeers. On Sky News, Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce argued green policies in New South Wales have had a negative impact.
If you keep on piling dry vegetation on top of dry vegetation, which was never burnt as the Aboriginals did when they were here, they were very aware of the dangers this caused, then when a fire does come, and they always do come, they are horrific. They are like a holocaust.
In a statement, New South Wales Emergency Services Minister David Elliott says the state's firefighters have successfully treated nearly 200,000 hectares over the past financial year, using a strategic risk-based approach. But it's still not enough for Barnaby Joyce, who dragged bushfire victims into the political fray.
And I acknowledge that the two people who died were most likely people who voted for the Green Party, so I'm not going to start attacking them. That's the last thing I want to do. What I want to concentrate is on the policies that we can mitigate this tragedy happening again in the future.
His remarks are a step too far for the leader of the government in the Senate, Matthias Cormann, who faced questions from Green Senator Larissa Waters in question time today.
Is it now the government's position that it's not okay to talk about the climate crisis, but it is okay to talk about people who burned alive in bushfires and how they might have voted?
I mean, the short answer to the initial question is no, I don't think these were appropriate comments in the circumstances.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison agrees.
There are plenty of opportunities for people to say things about any number of other issues on other occasions, but right now what they want to see is Australians coming together.
CSIRO bushfire research scientist Andrew Sullivan says without being on the ground, it's hard to assess claims that environmental policies have stopped firefighters from doing their job. But there are other challenges.
Under conditions of extended rainfall deficit or drought, the landscape is too dry in order to be able to conduct hazard reduction burn safely. Also, what we're finding is that the traditional periods for actually doing this, which have been drier in the last couple of years than what has been normal, which means the opportunities for doing those burns during the spring and autumn period are much reduced.
Traditionally, firefighters try to burn larger areas in one go because it's a more cost-effective form of hazard reduction. But Dr. Sullivan agrees that Barnaby Joyce could have a point when it comes to the effectiveness of Indigenous-style burns.
Going to smaller burn blocks, as you would presumably find with an Indigenous burning regime, means that your opportunities for burning are possibly greater, and so that you can actually implement your burning regime more successfully than if you're trying to burn large blocks.
Dr. Andrew Sullivan from the CSIRO, Alexandra Beach with that report.